strongholds and the death toll climbs. There's been continual Turkish artillery fire along with return fire from across the border. Turkey claims its attack has so far killed 174 Kurdish militia members and its soldiers have enclosed two towns. Kurdish forces say at least nine civilians are also dead. But there's been a cost for Turkey, international condemnation, eight deaths and dozens of casualties in a Turkish border town. A couple have died in the bushfires that ripped through northern New South Wales. The bodies of 77-year-old Robert Lindsay and 68-year-old Gwenda Hyde were found inside their home in Coomera yesterday. So far, it's been confirmed 29 homes have been destroyed, but authorities fear that number may rise. Crews from South Australia, Victoria and the Northern Territory will join the firefighting efforts this morning. Israel's Supreme Court has overturned a decision to release alleged pedophile Malka Leifer on bail. Victoria Police is seeking to extradite the former school principal to face 74 charges of sexual abuse against some of her students at the Adash Israel Jewish School in Melbourne. Israel's Supreme Court has rejected an order by the Jerusalem District Court last week to release Malka Leifer to house arrest while her extradition case is underway.